tested every single kid and wow. recorded all of the data from all of those kids until I got to Berkeley. I did all of that stuff face-to-face with those kids, recording all the coding, all the testing. And in fact, part of what happened at that point, so in the meantime, Andy and I had kept this very close relationship through correspondence, and when I got to OISE, OISE didn't really have a good infant lab, so what I would do is I would go up to Seattle for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, where Andy had and continues to have this wonderful setup where you could test lots and lots of kids, and I would do these longitudinal studies at OISE on smaller numbers of kids, and then go up and, you know, test 50 kids in 2 weeks in Seattle with Andy. Again, spend all day and all night talking about developmental psychology and what we were going to do. You know, the big ideas about what would a kind of new form of constructivism look like, thinking of the kids as being, as having conceptual structure that was importantly different from adults, and thinking of them as going out in the world and doing experiments and finding out about how the world worked. Those were the ideas that we were developing in that period. Yeah. And I have a very vivid memory of, in fact, Andy and I both have this as a kind of nice common memory. We were in Seattle, we were in a park, it's a beautiful day, and the Blue Angels were whooshing by up, and we had this 3 hours of, all right, here's what we're going to do for the rest of our careers. Here's what the plan is. And there was a baby, you know, like maybe a 15-month-old who was sitting there, and at one point we said, all right, let's just say how many experiments is this baby doing in the course of an hour? And we would watch what the baby was doing at the same time that we were sketching this plan to try to explain essentially how is it that babies could figure out as much as they do about the world as quickly as they do, and how could we have a version of that that had the richness of the cognitive revolution but was constructivist in the Piagetian way, not either nativist or empiricist. And to this day, Andy will send me an email and say, oh, you know, I just saw the Blue Angels, and it made me think about that day in Green Park in Seattle.